Have you ever done the right thing for the wrong reasons? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. As someone who likes to be up in front and noticed for their work, it can be tricky to make sure that I'm doing things with good intentions. Especially when I worked in ministry, I wrestled with this question a lot. Who was I doing this for? Why was I doing it? Would I still do it if no one was watching? Yikes. Have you ever noticed yourself doing something selfishly and not necessarily out of the kindness of your own heart? Well, if so, stick around for today's Devo. It's called Where's Your Heart? By Hannah Ruth Johnson. Have you ever done something good because an adult told you to, or because you wanted to be a good person, or because it seemed like the right thing to do? Was your heart in the right place? As humans, we've all done good things for the wrong reasons. But Jesus makes it pretty clear that following him means servanthood. The first will be last, and the last will be first, as he had reminded his disciples many times. In John 13, Jesus gives us an example to follow when he washes his disciples' feet. Look at verse 3. Before Jesus ever makes a move to clean his disciples' feet, John 13:3 tells us that Jesus knew he was God the Son, that he shared God the Father's authority over all things, and that he was ultimately headed back to the Father after he suffered the cross and rose from the dead. Jesus knew who he was. And in verse 4, because he knew who he was, Jesus got up to wash his disciples' feet. Do you see how that worked? Before Jesus served others, he remembered his identity, and he acted in accordance with the Father's plans for him. I think God wants it to be the same for us. Before we can serve others and do it from the right heart space, we have to know who we are. We have to be reminded of our identity in Christ, which is affirmed all throughout his word. As people who belong to Jesus, we are children of God, co-heirs with Christ and God's masterpiece. He has good plans for us that we can't even begin to imagine. Jesus died for us and rose again so we could be freed from the grip of sin, shame, and death. We are the people whose feet have been washed by Jesus. We need to be reminded of these truths often. Thankfully, God knows this. And as we rely on the love of Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit within us, he blesses us to serve others and step into the good work he has for us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever found yourself serving others because you felt obligated or because it seemed like the right thing to do? How did that feel? In God's kingdom, we don't serve to earn love. Rather, we serve because we are loved. How could remembering the ways Christ serves us and who we are in him change the way we view service? As you and I can read in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 13:1-17, as well as verses 33-35 and chapter 15, verse 5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Are you interested in diving into today's topic a little bit deeper? Well, if so, I encourage you to head over to your favorite major app store and download the Unlocked Devo app. Check out today's Devo to read some extra scripture that I can't just read for you because it'll get lost. And to do that, you'll head down to the question portion of the Devo in the app. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Impossible Shot with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.